Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Cox,
and Amanda Dolan.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I'm one of your hosts here. My name is Blake Mosley. I'm joined by James Cox today. James, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm living the dream, my friend. I'm very excited to be on this interview with you today because, as you guys know, like I'm not able to do a whole lot of interviews based on my schedule. But I'm very excited to sit down with this band that we have here today, Hangwire, because I just learned about you probably 10 minutes ago. And I took a few minutes to listen to some clips of your songs on Spotify, and I was like blown away literally just within seconds of listening to your music. So I'm very excited to talk with you guys today. Real quick, Hangwire, post-punk revival band. We've got three of the members here today. And for a lot of you who are going to experience their music for the first time, if you love 80s music, then you are in for a treat because that is the vibes that I'm getting. The Cure, I love it. I love every bit of it. We're going to talk about their latest release here, Farewell. But we've got three of the members here today. Gentlemen, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves to our lovely podcast listeners.
Okay.
Whoever wants to go first.
First of all, thank you so much for the beautiful introduction.
Okay.
Sure.
He's a singer, so. Yeah.
It was amazing.
You go first.
Introduction was amazing. Second of all, my name is Andres. I am the lead singer of the project, and I also composed some of the songs with Federico and Nicolas. And I play the guitar sometimes.
Cool.
Not often, sometimes.
All right.
Next.
Okay, I'll go second then.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Blake. Thank you, James, for having us tonight. My name is Federico. I play guitar in Hangwire. And that's all. I'll let Nico introduce himself now.
Thank you as well, guys, for inviting us. I'm Nicolas. I play the guitar as well. And sometimes I try to do vocals, backing vocals. not every time. I try.
So really not too bad for names. We got Andres. Nicolas and Federico, yes, yeah. So not too bad names, yes. Yeah. So we got it. We got
listen,
it
man. On. Here's the thing, we're from South Carolina. We are the most, more so me than James, the thickest like Southern country accents that you can imagine. And I have like I sound like a hick. And a lot of times, like when, so my job requires me to make a lot of phone calls to, different states, all over the country. And a lot of times I'm talking to people from like Minnesota or maybe like Washington or whatever. And my phone number for work is a Chicago based phone number. But like when it shows up there and they hear me talking, they're always like, where are you from? right. So I always have to explain myself. Like, no, the company is Chicago based. I'm in South Carolina, whatever. So, but so yes, our pronunciation of names is very poor. So apologize. But we're very excited to have you guys here. Like I mentioned in my little intro I did for you, I am so new to your band. Like, literally within just the last 30 minutes, I have really discovered music and I'm already in love with it because I love 80s. Music. I love post-punk. I love The Cure. The Cure is definitely like up there in like one of my top favorite bands. And when I only heard just a handful of your songs, I was blown away and I was like, oh my God, this is right up my alley. I absolutely love it. So thank you again for being on here. I guess that's kind of where we can kind of kick things off. How did you guys like meet and what was kind of like the evolution of your band?
Question. Who goes?
Who
oh yeah. This and now you guys can fight about who goes first.
Okay.
You got Mace Federico, before
you can
so
start.
You should start. Yeah.
Right.
I met you guys afterwards.
I'll raise my hand. Anytime I want to speak, I'll raise my hand.
There
guys.
You go. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So the band started as a project in 2020. When the lockdowns were kicking in COVID era, basically Andres started the project. Then he called me. He had a few songs already written. I joined in and tried to help him with some of the rest of the songs. And 3 years later, 2023, we released finally our first album, Farewell. Mm-hmm. And so far we are very proud of our work with that album. We received great critics so far and we're very happy with it. Later, I'm sorry I didn't mention that Nicolas joined after a little bit after I joined the band. Yeah, and he helped us with a lot of songs and different sounds. He put his his way of doing things on the music, and that was great as well. And then the rest of the band, Gaston, who is not here right now, plays bass, and Tommy, who is the last one who joined us last year, he's the drummer of the band. And also we have a friend and collaborator whose name is Eduardo, who plays synthesizer for us. And yes, today's a special day as well, because we released our last single, Farewell Song. I don't know if you listened to it today, but it was today the release.
So it came out today.
Yeah, it came out today.
Oh, okay, cool.
But the song was written like 3 years ago, you know, because it was an outtake from the Farewell album. But the drums were sounding great in those times. So we tried to rework the mixing, and then I found a plugin that polished the sound of the drums, and then when I polished it was like, okay, now we can release it, because it sounds pretty fine now. And 3 years later, three years later, we talk about releasing it, and we put it out today, but it wasn't a Farewell outtake, you know? That is going to be part of the, the new compilation album that we are going to release this year. But it's a compilation album with, outtakes and unknown songs, you know? There's no known songs in this new compilation that we are going to release in the future.
Okay.
You understand my English? Did you understand?
No, you're good. You're great. No, awesome. Gross. Like, I was like, oh, that came out today. That is great. Yeah. Like, what great timing we have, right? Yeah. that's what is here. We're just great at what we do, right? It's a brand new single. I absolutely love that. So when it comes to like your style, what specific like elements from the 80s music scene do you draw your inspiration from? Because it's you know, like, it's a lot of synth. The bass lines are very like, as I keep mentioning The Cure, but that's just what comes to mind is a lot of those
kind of like a Dead or Alive or like a you know, band.
And
Dead or Alive,
The Cure is our main influence. Also, the Chameleons, Joy Division, all the British post-punk bands, but also the New York post-punk bands are part of the sound, like Talking Heads, Devo, and all those kind of bands that started it all, you know. But we're like, a copycat of those bands. We are not inventing the wheel. We are just
rolling it.
Rolling, right. Exactly right, yeah.
You know, we are doing a style that we love because, my father used to listen to it. I grow up, The Head on the Door, and all those albums that are classics right now. And when I grow up, I was like, okay, now I want to make a band with this kind of characteristic, with a post-punk kind of sound. And we tried to emulate, you know, the sounds of those incredible years, like the 80s, you know. But I am saying this, you know, because We read some messages on YouTube.
I knew he was going to say something else.
You're a ripoff. You're a ripoff. You're a ripoff. And we answer always. We know that we are a ripoff, and we're proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, we are aware of that. We are aware of that. don't worry.
Listen, I would not say you guys are ripoffs by any means. Before we started this interview, We just wrapped up an episode on JoJo Siwa and like everything going on with JoJo Siwa right now, and like how she actually ripped off a song from like 12 years ago.
12 years ago.
And tried to take credit for it. So like, I would not consider you guys ripping anybody off. I think just like what you said, you didn't invent the wheel, but you're keeping it rolling. Like you are paying homage to some great music that came out long time ago. Yeah, it's just it's done so well. I commend you guys heavily. That's amazing.
This is worth paying homage. Yeah. With respect, you know, with tons of respect. Mm-hmm. With those architects that created the post-punk and God sound, you know.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
I do have a question for y'all. So I listen to a lot of music as well as y'all do. And I noticed have y'all heard of a band called Better Than Ezra? No?
No.
Better Than Ezra?
I don't remember.
Okay. No. There's a band here called Better Than Ezra, and it's like I would say like a punk pop band,
kind of like they were big in the 90s. Yeah, so, kind of like an alternative rock band from like the 90s. Yeah.
So I recognize that.
Can you name it a song?
Good.
What's that?
Their most popular song
was song?
It's good. Living with you. And it's good. Great stuff.
We can't think.
Good 90s song.
we can't think. I listen to a lot of music, like I said before, and I noticed there's a hint of the introduction for that song "Good" and your song called "Bones," and I love "Bones." I love "Bones."
Oh, yeah.
I haven't
made my way to "Bones" yet, so I can't speak on that one, but right. James definitely can.
So. Yeah. So
I have something to say about this song.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a ripoff from an Argentina band.
Oh no, dude! He just said it. Yeah.
Patricio Rey and sus redonditos de ricota.
Yeah.
The song is called "A Piba, una piba con una remera de Greenpeace."
What? That's just for me, man.
Yeah, bro.
What? It was lying all the time.
You heard it here first. Breaking.
I'm trying to be. truth, you know.
Yeah.
But it is. I took influence from that song. Let's say that I took influence. I paid him.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
But, I don't have the money to pay. to the owner of the song, you know, but I pay homage, you know.
No, there you go. That's all I gotta say. I love this song so much. I just wanted to make it my own. And there you go.
No, because my base question was: do you all listen to? I know you'll get influenced from the 80s, you know, music too. But do you all branch out and listen to music now to get influenced into your music and like kind of twerk it to be like 80s, you know? I mean, do you listen to music now and get
actually all of the members, that's really interesting about us. I think we all listen to different kinds of music.
Great.
Actually being in Kingwire mm-hmm. was a good opportunity for me to know different bands that I that, you know, Andres was not like, oh, you should listen to this record. And I was like, okay, I'm going to pay attention to the guitar. Or some bands that I knew before. I thought it was alternative rock. He was the first person who was talking about post-punk to me. And I was like, oh, I actually like post-punk, but I wasn't even aware of the scene. I loved Joy Division before The Cure as well.
Yeah.
Have influences from the recent ones. I don't know, Idols. It's a big influence for us for the upcoming songs. Fontaine CC as well, the horrors. I don't know, guys. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, I just want to talk to you. Okay, so y'all listen to all kinds of music just like me, and I just want to know how y'all came upon being friends with Tattoo Billy, because big shout out to him. He's great. You know? introduced me to Federico, and so how did that relationship happen? Because he says they all are the next big thing, and I strongly believe him.
I'll take this one. First of all, I want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to my friend, buddy, Ed Bagley from Tattoo Billy Band, who put us in contact with you. We are really grateful for that. And we want to encourage all the people that listen to your podcast to give them a try to listen to them, because they are a great, great, great band. They play Southern rock. And as for me, with Ed, we click so fast because as he has a Southern rock band, I really like Southern rock, because when I all by myself playing guitar, you know, one of my biggest influences are the Allman Brothers band and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
So
yes.
You know, Duane Allman, the Sky Dog. Recently, we lost Dickie Betts as well. Rest in peace. Great guitar player. Great influence for me. And from Lynyrd Skynyrd as well, I have big influence on Southern rock. We had a lot to talk about with Ed. So I think we were friends pretty fast, and that was great. And he's helping us. We're trying to help him and his band as well. And someday, hopefully, we get to meet each other and we play together, and that will be very fun.
Oh, I'm sure y'all will, you know, because y'all are getting huge, you know. I mean, you're in Uruguay now, and I just think that your song, you know, that you just put out today is going to blow up to, you know, major, big time. And so let me ask Andreas
Nico.
yes. I'm sorry, y'all.
You can just say Nico is easier. Nico. Nick, it's like Nick.
Okay, yeah. Nick, yes. Thank you, because I'm Southern and I can't really talk today, but, you know. I wanted to know.
You guys were up.
So I wanted to know y'all's influence, because we learned that Federico is influenced mainly by Southern rock, which is great. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
All those Southern bands. But I want to know who's yours. Influences, and who do you like borrow from, you know, not steal, you know.
in Southern rock,
anything, like who
if
is
there's
main,
anything anything else
who
yeah.
is, who is your main influence?
Beatles fan.
Beatles, yes.
Okay. Beatles.
And
wife is a big Beatles fan, like massive Beatles fan.
Again,
very, very big fan.
When I met these two guys, it was really funny, because every time I meet another Beatles fan, obviously my question is, who's your favorite Beatle? You know,
right?
And Federico was, oh, my favorite Beatle is Paul, and Andres was, my favorite Beatle is Lennon, and my favorite Beatle is George. So it was like perfect. It says a lot about our personalities. Besides that, I love French music. Serge Gainsbourg, I'm a big fan of his work. I like, as Federico, I love blues. I love to play blues when I'm with my guitar. As well, I tend to go more to the psychedelic side. But I love blues. Yeah, I do not play traditional blues. I play more kind of blues. And I love jazz Manouche. I love Django Reinhardt. He's one of my favorite guitarists with David Gilmour. And go, Andres.
Yeah. Oh, my influences. Right now, I see in my collection of CD and vinyls, I can see here one of the greatest influences in my life is Nick Cave. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, since he was part of the Birthday Party, and also his solo projects with Warren Ellis. You know, records like Let Love In, that has that visceral garage post-punk, but at the same time bluesy, how to say it, green the rug. I don't know how to say it because it is obscure. It is like you were in a bordel, you know, in the old bordel, you know, with red candles and red lights, smoking a cigarette. And he's like, I imagine him sitting on a piano, playing an old piano, you know, in a saloon, singing those words of love and not only love, but death and tragedy that has that kind of folklore, you know, of the Western, old Western, you know?
Yeah.
He's Australian, but he takes a lot of this kind of folklore stories, like Red Right Hand, Loverman, you know? And then I have other influences like Mark Bolan of T-Rex.
Yeah.
The creator of glam rock. And also love, as you said, The Cure, Joy Division, Talking Head. But at the same time, I love blues. I love the new kind of blues that, how the MTV says, said, punk blues, also, Black Keys, you know, there's an event that is a blues punk that is called The Horrors. It's not The Horrors from UK that make post-punk shoegaze, but it's an American band that mixed the blues, but with the punk and with the lo-fi kind of sound. It's called The Horrors as well. Okay. And it's an incredible band. I don't know if you know them.
And I was Googling them while you were talking about them. They look like they would be right up my alley. Just looking at them, I'm like, I'm into this. This is cool.
And there's another band called Protomartyr from Michigan. Detroit. Yeah. Protomartyr, that they are now in a big label and they are doing great, incredible albums. The singer of the band is a Gen X singer that made it a few years ago. He made it with this band. It's incredible because he's a Gen X frontman that is doing it great in his adult age, you know?
Sure.
And that's a good thing because companies and record labels always are searching for new faces, you know, young people to introduce a style, a new genre. But right now, that's not the thing. The thing is that there's a lot of bands that had frontman with 15 years old, 40 years old, 36 years old, like Idols, for example. That is the best example. They did it when they got 34 years old. And the Viagra Boys, their name is Viagra Boys because the guys are in their 40s, you know?
Right.
And that's the name of Viagra Boys, the origin of the name Viagra Boys, that is an influence to me, is because they made it with 40 years old, you know? And that's the joke from them, you know?
So
that's our influences, and also from Sepultura from Brazil.
Sepultura, All right.
I want to ask you guys. I don't know, like, how much this is like a little sidebar here, but like Sepultura and everything, you know, that like going on as far as drummer controversies. I don't know if you guys are big Slipknot fans or anything. Okay, so Eloy from Sepultura has now been confirmed as the new drummer for Slipknot, which is amazing. Everyone kind of thought it was coming. Have you guys heard about like the weird like circle, like revolving ring that's happening with different drummers in bands like Sepultura and Slipknot? Have y'all heard about that at all?
I know the story of Sepultura. I don't know the story of Slipknot because I stopped following the band when Joey Jordison went away.
Right.
It changes a lot the style, you know?
It does. And also, absolutely.
So now that Eloy Casagrande is in the band, I will give you a shout out because I have I am proud that Eloy Casagrande is in the files. It's in the band, you know, playing the drums for Slipknot. And it's Eloy Casagrande because I study the tattoos of his arm.
So right, exactly. That's what everyone did. Right.
He was with the mask. But they forgot to cover the tattoos.
Exactly. So, and it's so funny and so cool to watch because I'm a drummer, right? So I've been playing drums since I was 10. And like, I was a big Slipknot fan when I was a kid, followed Joey Jordison. I worshiped the guy. I was obsessed with him. Amazing drummer. He left the band. They brought in Jay Weinberg. And I don't know but Jay Weinberg's dad, Max Weinberg, is in plays for Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
So Jay Weinberg comes in. He played in a couple of punk bands. He was in Against Me for a little bit and different things like that. So he's the new drummer for Slipknot, does his thing, was in the band for like 10 years. So in the midst of that, I'm following all these drummers on Instagram. I come across this guy named Grayson. I can't properly pronounce his last name again because I'm from South Carolina and I just can't pronounce anything right. But Grayson, he was this really good jazz drummer, very talented, starts playing for Suicidal Tendencies out of nowhere. He's announced as a new drummer for Suicidal Tendencies, goes on tour with them, announces that he's leaving Suicidal Tendencies after Eloy left Sepultura and started playing with Sepultura. And then Jay Weinberg gets kicked out of Slipknot. He becomes the new drummer for Suicidal Tendencies. So the theory was like, so now it's like they're all just like sharing drummers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone has been waiting for them to announce who the new drummer of Slipknot was. But as we know, like the Sick New World Festival was this past weekend with all the big like new metal bands, System of a Down, everyone like that. And they played Slipknot played a very small venue. They were like some news came out, right? He was like, we're gonna party like it's 1999. And so like they're analyzing this drummer, like from everybody's zooming in on everything that the guy's doing. But you're exactly right. He had his sleeves rolled up and like the tattoos of the arrows on his arm were very visible. And everybody's like, knew it, called it. We knew that was gonna happen. So rightfully so, the guy's an amazing drummer. And I could not imagine someone as a better fit for not only what Jay Weinberg did, but what Joey Jordison did in that band. Yep. The guy's incredible. And I think he's a very good fit. I'm excited to hear what they have to do. But anyway, sorry, you mentioned Sepultura, and I was like, I got to talk about
it. No. I love Sepultura. I'm a big fan of Sepultura. I'm a big fan of metal as well. We can talk about metal all the way. I love
metal. Yeah, well, we're big metal fans. Yeah. I'm a big punk fan. James is a huge metal fan. We can talk about that stuff all day long. So.
Okay, so
Nicholas is a big metal fan too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm learning.
We're all metal fans.
That's the fans that of here.
I love everything Andres showed me, but I must confess I'm kind of ignorant about the style, but I love everything.
That's okay.
So
you're in good hands.
So next,
from what I've gathered and a little bit I've talked to you guys, you're in great hands. You're gonna learn a lot.
So Nick, now that we learned that Nick is a metalhead fan, I gotta ask you this because I'm up on arms. Okay, so Static X, you know who they are, right? Static X, Wayne Static.
Years ago.
Right, yeah.
The guy with
the 20-inch hair. Yeah. Okay, so
great, man.
So, yes, agreed, because I've seen him live countless times. Like. So what do you think about it's so dope filling in the lead vocals for him, but they're bringing back like the mask I forgot the lead singer's name.
Wayne Static.
Wayne Static.
Oh wait, yeah. No. Yeah.
Wayne Static. So it's from the band Dope is doing the lead singing for Static X, you know. But they're making him dress up like Wayne Static.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, he has a mask and everything.
So I don't know if y'all know about it, but what
you like the reunion of Pantera, you know, it's not a real. Okay, it's cool. It's amazing for the young fans.
Yeah.
That didn't saw Pantera with Dimebag still, but now you have the opportunity. But in this case. To make a Wayne Static clone, right. That you can't replace Wayne Static, you know.
No.
It was the brain of the band, and also it was the frontman. It's not. It's weird, you know.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Yeah,
because we interviewed Tony Campos, and he
said we had Tony on before,
and he says everybody loves it where it's like a remembrance of Wayne. It's not replacing them. It's remembrance of him, you know. So I think that's very fair, you know. But I just wanted to see what y'all think and see if that's a good thing to bring back, you know, to bring a dead individual back on the stage with, you know, with
more
somebody
like
else.
A fan service.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good work. If you're not replacing the person, as you said, and it's just a, like, let's say a hologram or something. And a friend told me she saw Paul McCartney and they're doing this Lennon holo or something.
Yeah.
I'll be moved by that, so I cannot agree with that.
Yeah. So going back to Haywire. Yes, sir.
I have an opinion about that. You can do like this, for example, like the Nirvana reunion, you know, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You can invite, I don't know, 5, 6, or 7 singers to make a good homage. That's good.
Yeah.
But to make try to replace someone and put a record out or make a whole tour, trying to but if you put to replace, not replace, but to sing the song in homage like Paul McCartney did with the Nirvana members, you know, and also Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth did in that occasion. That's for me, it's a good homage to pay for the late musician that died. But replace, I don't know, you can replace Max Cavalera, you can replace Joe Jordison, I don't know.
Yeah, that is
a real
it's
a thought that I had, that I got. It's a thought of philosophy of mine.
Yeah. So we do have two more questions for y'all, and then we'll let you go. So Federico, I want to know about your band Haywire, or the band Haywire, because it's not you just playing the band. So many bands are going to singles only now, and I have y'all's catalog up here. And you'll release 4 singles as well as a full blown album, which is great. Are y'all planning to release more singles, or are y'all like strictly adhere to like full blown albums?
Yeah, we are planning to release a few more singles, and then we are going to compile all of them in an album, which is going to be, like Andres already said earlier, the Parting Ways B-Sides. Which is going to be a compilation of these singles that we are going to be releasing throughout the year.
All right.
And then after we release this compilation album, we are going to... We're already working on the second album, but we're going to put more effort after we release this compilation album. So our plans now are releasing a few singles more, then releasing this compilation album, and then releasing our second album, our second official album, let's say that way.
And that'll be out later this year or like early next year?
This year, maybe. Yes, this year we are trying to release the compilation album, and if we have time, we are releasing also the second album this year, and at the end of this year.
Great. Awesome. Nice. Awesome.
one more question, and then I promise we'll leave you. we'll leave you alone, right? No.
We don't have any problem to chat, talk, and talk. Right?
Oh, nice. Cool. And we can talk about
it all the time. We're having tons of fun.
All right. All right. Good. So this question might be the hardest question, and I don't know if Blake wants to ask it. But
I can ask.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, the whole premise of our show and the title, Words Fail, Music Speaks, is we fully believe that music has a way of expressing emotions and saying things that we find ourselves being unable to say. It may be a song that, like, I can't express how I feel right now, but this song can say it for me. Are there any albums or songs that you guys can say, 100% this is that album or this is that song me?
Or like, artist, you know,
artist. Yeah, it could be an artist too that just does it so perfectly.
Okay, computer for me.
Okay, computer. Okay.
Radio. Or Push the Sky Away. Andres recommended that to me.
That's all you need to say, because this question is something you can't explain, and you said it perfectly.
Exactly, it's impossible to explain.
Yeah. I'll go with Disintegration, The Cure, and the song would be Pictures of You.
Nice. Okay.
Great song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I go with the more obscure album of the 90s, that is the Downward Spiral of Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
That album has a deep concept. It is a conceptual album, and it has this kind of chaos in it that goes through the whole process of a man that is like disintegrating his own sanity, you know? Mm-hmm. And that album, the concept of the album and how was made the album, and that was made what only one man, that is Trent Reznor, and what, and the meaning that has that album, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Because it talks about philosophical things, and also talk about the existentialist themes and taboo themes, like, for example, I don't know if I can say the word here.
Yeah.
Like, for example,
suicide,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is a theme that it has to be talked about, because it's an illness that it needs to be cured, you know? And that album ends like that, ends with the character. I don't know if taking his own life in hurt, but or giving free of all the demons that he has inside, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great album. It's an album that you need to listen with an analysis, you know? You need to sit and to hear every sonic texture and also the lyrics and also the concept. It's for me the nihilistic album of the contemporary music, you know.
So, fun fact, and I'm full of these. I have a lot of useless music knowledge, but did you know that the Downward Spiral was recorded in the house that the Manson murders took place in?
Yeah.
Like, I discovered that recently, and I was sitting there with my wife, and I was like, did you know? And told her, and she was like, that's really weird. And I was like, right, but it fits. Like, it works.
Yeah.
And like, Trent Reznor bought the house or whatever. Right. Crazy. Oh.
Whoa. I think the song March of the Peaks. A little about that. Great song.
Absolutely.
And I think he stole the door from the Manson house, and he has it in his house.
He did.
Or something,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, which is crazy.
He stole the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I guess, that's weird. But it's a great album, you know?
Yeah, and absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great album.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, guys, it has been such a pleasure talking to y'all. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. I've enjoyed discovering your music, and this is for sure something that I'm going to listen to your songs for the rest of the evening tomorrow while I'm working and everything. Everyone be sure to go check out the latest single Farewell Song that dropped today as we're recording this. Perfect timing on our part. So go us, right? Guys, it truly has been a pleasure talking to y'all. You're welcome back on the show anytime. We can't wait to hear what you guys have in store coming out in the future. So
thank you so much for having us. It was a pleasure for us as well. And hopefully in the future we can be here again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Come on back anytime. Come on back. Anytime we want to. So, hey, man, we're coming on.
We can talk about music. We can talk about our albums. We can talk about bands.
Anything. And also, we want to give a big shout out once again to Tattoo Billy for introducing me to these guys. These guys are so great. So, thank you, Tattoo Billy.
For sure.
Thank you, Tattoo Billy.
Yeah, dude.
You.
That's right.
Incredible Southern Rock band.
Yes. Southern Rock is the best.
Thank everyone in the U.S. for listening to us. It's the first country now listening to this. So thank all of us.
Nice. Absolutely.
Nice.
You are the first.
Absolutely.
80s, man. You can't deny, you know, 80, I was born in 80s and I love the 80s till I die. So thank you for bringing it back, you know. So because it was going away for a minute. So. Okay, and our fans can visit you on the website or TikTok or Instagram. I mean, like, what are your platforms?
We're mainly Instagram.
Instagram.
Go ahead.
Go.
We have Instagram account, Hangwire. We have YouTube account. We have, I don't know, TikTok as well, I think. Do you have TikTok?
Cool.
Yeah,
maybe
we're not working a lot on TikTok.
Yeah,
but TikTok is going to be banned on the USA, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which
weird.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe dude. Yeah.
On TikTok, you can.
Yeah.
We have also Facebook.
Facebook.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
So yeah.
But we unfortunately don't have it. But we unfortunately don't have Eloy Casagrande on the drums. No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody go check out Hangwire on all the cool platforms except for TikTok, which might be coming down shortly. I don't know. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And always remember, when words fail,
music speaks.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much. Come back anytime.
Thank you.